Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Why Most Marketers Are Afraid of Culture. Let's dive in. Here's something that should keep you up at night. 73% of marketers admit they play it safe rather than tap into cultural moments because they're terrified of backlash. Meanwhile, while you're sitting on the sidelines overthinking, your competitors are capturing cultural conversations and driving 3 times higher engagement. Today, we're breaking down exactly how to move forward safely without sacrificing creativity or cultural relevance. Let me start with this truth. Cultural intelligence isn't guesswork. It's a framework. I call it the listen, learn, lead model. Before jumping into any cultural conversation, you listen by monitoring social sentiment and community voices for 48 to 72 hours minimum. Then you learn by understanding the cultural context and stakeholders involved. Finally, you lead by entering with authentic value, not opportunistic messaging. This isn't about speed, it's about intentionality. Here's the data that should change how you think about cultural connection. Brands that align with cultural moments see 67% higher purchase intent, but only when the connection feels authentic. I've developed what I call the cultural relevance score. Rate your campaign on authenticity, audience alignment, and brand fit, each on a scale of 1 to 10. Only move forward if you score 24 or higher out of 30 total points. This simple framework transforms fear into confidence. Your implementation playbook starts small. Test cultural messaging with micro audiences before full campaigns. Build your cultural advisory, create a diverse feedback group of 10 to 15 people across demographics. And here's my favorite safeguard, use the 24-hour rule. Let cultural campaigns sit overnight before publishing. Fear often reveals itself as clarity with time. Let's talk about Patagonia's environmental activism. When they donated their $10 million tax cut to fight climate change, many brands called it too risky, but Patagonia used their established values as a safety net. Every cultural stand aligned with their core mission. The results? 43% increase in brand loyalty and over $100 million in earned media value. The lesson? Your brand values become your cultural guardrails. When you know who you are, cultural decisions become clearer and safer. Before your next cultural moment, write down 3 non-negotiable brand values. Ask yourself, does this cultural connection strengthen or compromise these values? If it strengthens them, move forward confidently. If it compromises them, walk away without regret. Cultural relevance isn't about chasing trends. It's about finding the intersection where your values meet the world's conversations. When you operate from authenticity instead of fear, culture becomes your competitive advantage, not your liability. The brands winning tomorrow are the ones brave enough to stand for something today, safely, strategically, and authentically. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.